Morning. It is good to see everyone out. See a lot of empty seats. It is the time of the year where a lot of the college students who attend with us regularly are back home for the holiday season. We have a lot of our members out for sickness or traveling, and of course, we keep them both in our prayers, wishing some will receive their health back, others will have a safe trip to their destination, and also when they return home. But it is very good to see everyone out this morning, especially if you're visiting with us. You're an honored guest. We hope you come back whenever you have the opportunity. If I were to go to each one of the members here this morning, and I were to ask you, what is your favorite passage of encouragement in the Scripture? Whenever you're feeling down, whenever you feel like you need some encouragement, where is the place that you go? The passage that you turn to? I would imagine we could get as many passages for as many people as we ask, and rightly so, because this book that God has given us, among other things, is absolutely filled with encouragement. But I think a person's going to be hard-pressed to find a more encouraging passage than the one given by Peter. Some call him the Apostle of Hope. And I think when we read through his two letters, it's so easy to see why. But I want you to turn your Bibles with me, if you will, to 1 Peter chapter 1. And we're going to read verses 1 through 13. If you have a ribbon in your Bible, go ahead and mark it here. We're going to come back to this passage throughout this sermon. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 13. This is what the passage says. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who are elect exiles of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in the sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and for sprinkling with His blood, may grace and peace be multiplied to you. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last.